Scripting is one of the most powerful tools a security professional has. A well-written Bash or Python script can automate reconnaissance, parse thousands of log lines, back up critical files, or orchestrate a deployment. But a poorly written script can silently corrupt data, expose secrets, or open a security hole that an attacker will happily exploit. This chapter builds directly on your previous work with Bash variables, loops, conditions, and the /etc. backup script. Here we focus on writing scripts that are safe, predictable, and maintainable. 1. Always start with a clear header and a defensive shell configuration. A good Bash script begins with an explicit interpreter line, called the shebang, /exclamation mark /user/bin/enembash. This guarantees the script runs with the intended interpreter and not with whatever shell the user happens to be using. Immediately after, enable strict mode. The single most important best practice in Bash scripting is the line, set uopipefail. Set E stops the script as soon as any command returns a non-zero exit status, instead of blindly continuing. Set U treats the use of an unset, undefined, variable as an error, catching typos before they cause damage. Set uopipefail makes a pipeline fail if any command in it fails, not only the last one. Without these, a failing command such as a missing directory can be ignored and the script keeps running with wrong assumptions. Example: a backup script that does cd/important and rmrf will delete everything in the current directory if the cd fails and set e is not enabled. 2. Quote your variables. The most frequent and dangerous pitfall in Bash is forgetting to quote variables. Always write $variable instead of $variable. Without quotes, a variable containing spaces or special characters is split into multiple words. This is called word splitting, and can be interpreted as file name patterns, globbing. Example of a disaster. If file equals myreport.txt and you run rm$file, the shell tries to delete two files named my and report.txt. With rm$file, it correctly targets one file. The same rule applies to command substitution. Use $command rather than $command. 3. Never trust input, and beware of injection. Security scripts often process untrusted data, user arguments, file contents, network responses. Two classic pitfalls are command injection, building a command from unvalidated input, writing a val$user_input or ping$target where target comes from the outside allows an attacker to append, rmrf, or similar. Avoid a val whenever possible. Validate input against a strict allowed pattern, for example, only digits and dots for an IP address. Path traversal, accepting a file name like /.. etc/.. password. Always sanitize and restrict paths. In Python, the equivalent danger is using os.system or subprocess with shell equals true together with untrusted strings. Prefer subprocess.run ping c1 target with a list of arguments and shell equals false so the input can never be interpreted as shell syntax. 4. Handle errors explicitly and check exit codes. Every command returns an exit status. 0 means success, any other value means failure. Do not assume operations succeed. Check with if statements or the vertical bar operator. Example, mcdr/backup vertical bar. Echo cannot create backup directory greater than 2. Exit 1. Write error messages to standard error, greater than 2, not standard output, so they can be separated from normal results. Use meaningful exit code so that other scripts or a continuous integration pipeline can react correctly. 5. Manage temporary files and clean up safely. Creating temporary files with predictable names such as /tmp/myscript.tmp is a security flaw, because an attacker can pre-create or guess them, erase condition. Use mectemp, which creates a unique file with safe permissions. Mpfile equals $mectemp. Always clean up on exit using a trap. Trap rmf $tempfile exit. The trap command runs your cleanup code even if the script is interrupted, preventing leftover files and leaked data. 6. Never hardcode secrets. Do not write passwords, tokens, or private keys directly in a script. Anyone who reads the file, or finds it in a version control history, gains access. Read secrets from environment variables, a protected configuration file with strict permissions, schmod 600, or a dedicated secret manager. Also avoid passing secrets as command line arguments, because they appear in the process list visible with PS and in shell history. 7. Respect the principle of least privilege. Do not run scripts as the root user unless strictly necessary. If a script only needs to read logs, it should not have write access to the whole system. When elevated writes are required, request them narrowly, for example calling sudo only for the specific command that needs it, rather than running the entire script as root. Set restrictive file permissions on scripts that contain sensitive logic. 8. Make scripts idempotent and predictable. An idempotent script produces the same result whether it runs once or 10 times. Before creating a user, check if it exists. Before appending a line to a configuration file, check it is not already there. This prevents duplication and corruption when a script is rerun, which is common in automation and continuous deployment. 9. Prefer readable, documented, and portable code. Use descriptive variable names and add comments explaining why, not just what. Break logic into functions rather than one long block. Avoid relying on features that exist only in one shell if portability matters. If you need bash features, declare bash explicitly instead of using /bin/sh. Use a linter such as shell check for bash. It automatically detects unquoted variables, undefined variables, and many classic mistakes. For Python, use tools like Pellant or Bandit, where Bandit specifically finds security issues. 10. Common pitfalls to remember. Using rmrf with a variable that might be empty, rmrf$dir/ becomes rmrf if dir is empty. Always verify the variable is set and not empty first. Parsing the output of ls in loops, use globbing or find instead. Assuming the current working directory, always use absolute paths or cd into a known location and check success. Ignoring character encoding and line endings, especially files edited on Windows with carriage returns that break shebang lines. Logging sensitive data such as passwords into log files. In summary, secure scripting rests on a few disciplined habits. Enable strict mode, quote everything, validate and never trust input, check every exit code, clean up with traps, keep secrets out of the code, apply least privilege, and lint your scripts. These practices turn scripting from a source of risk into a reliable foundation for automation, reconnaissance, and secure delivery pipelines.